Thanks, Miles. Yeah, the Wild Atlantic Adventure Race, aptly named War, the War event, I suppose it could be said that it's a war against poor fitness or perhaps, you know, mental health as well. So it is a war in many, many ways, but I suppose at the start of the Wild Atlantic Way, which has been a great success story for Donegal, a couple of the lads down there came up with an idea that they would run an event, name it the Wild Atlantic Adventure Race, put it together, and the whole concept around it was initially that it was for everybody, that it would be an event that would challenge the elite athlete, as it has done, and it would also be an event that would encourage those who had never participated perhaps in anything before in terms of competitive running or cycling, and to get them into a better space, because the link, I suppose, between good physical health and positive mental health has now been proven and is, you know, continuing to be a big, big factor for all of us. And that is the basis that that war was put together on. So in the first year, 243 competitors took part, which was again a huge success, and we're absolutely over the moon with those numbers. And the five of the committee who started it off, of which I'm not one, I must say, they have done unbelievable work. Last year, 403 participants took part, and this year they're expecting over 500 of an entry. Now that entry, and that's part of the reason we're here tonight, that entry closes completely at midnight tonight. So there will be many who will want to participate in the war event. And if they go online to war.ie, they can still get in up to midnight tonight.
So that's it. There's no back doors or side doors or
absolutely no back doors. Simply because the company who look after the entries, SI Entries, they're based in the UK. As a lot of these bigger events like the Northwest 10K today would have the same thing, is that you need time in the run into it. So the entries will close tonight, but there's plenty of time between now and tonight for people to go on to the website, take a look at the route. The route is absolutely fantastic. It takes in everything that is great and good, I suppose, about Donegal. And now we're talking about a Donegal that's the coolest place on the planet, of course. And part of it takes part of the course is over the airstrip or the runway there in Carrickfinn, at Carrickfinn Airport. And this week it was elected the second most beautiful airport on the planet. So it's all about beauty and coolness and great scenery, and there's everything there. There's water, there's the lakes, there is, of course, the Wild Atlantic itself, and then there's the hills way outside of Dunloe, and it takes you through Dunloe as well, and part of Gweedore, and then back into the Rosses and back to the Banks as well. So it's a fantastic, fantastic course, scenically, and great participation, not only by the athletes, but by volunteers. And we're crying out for volunteers for two reasons. We want people to participate, even if they're not participating in the race. And what we found is the feedback that sometimes comes from the volunteers, of which we had over 100 last year, is that they feel very involved as well. Mm-hmm. And it's this whole thing, I suppose, the catchphrase for it is social engagement. And they tell us that we need social engagement and networking as much as we need drink and food today. We need to be out and about, and you know, we want to encourage anybody from anywhere in the county really to come along and help us out with the volunteering as well, because it's a big aspect of the event.
Would you have a meeting of volunteers at some stage, maybe, where people could put up their hands and say, I would like to be involved?
There is indeed, yeah. And if you go on the website or on the Facebook page at war.ie, it'll give you the number to contact there. And last year it was really, really good, because we saw people rolling up from all over the county, and you know, we would give them the vest. There's a briefing on the morning, but there's also a briefing, I think it's next week, which is a couple of weeks before the event itself. So anybody that can make it to the briefing, well and good. But if not, and you want to turn up on the day, because it's about encouraging. It's this thing of never underestimate the power of a hand clap or a well done, you know. And it's something that, I suppose, sport has shown the rest of us how to do that, and how to do it well. Recognition of somebody who participates in that is something that the war event organisers take very, very seriously.
Yeah, and there are people that maybe could perform exceptionally well in something like this that may not be top class at running or cycling or kayaking or whatever.
That's right. You know, and we were very lucky this year to have Jason Black came down and launched the event for us there a couple of months ago, And that was, that really was the theme. Now, Jason Black, of course, as we all know, has summited Everest, but his whole point is this can be somebody's Everest. And it could be that somebody who participates in the 1K kayak, which is part of the overall team, or maybe does the, you know, a 5K walk or a 10K walk, walks the that part of it, that might be something that they get as much benefit out of as the elite athletes. But we also must, we must be sure that we talk about the elite athletes with total and absolute respect as well, because the elite athletes compete for a different reason, and we must be mindful and respectful of their reasons for competing as well, and make sure that the platform is challenging enough for them.
Maybe you're saying entries close this evening, midnight. Maybe just to outline the events, what can be done, what has to be done. And you talk about a duathlon and a four-person team as well.
This year, I mean, the first year it was basically one event, but this year there's four events, and that comes about because over the years people might have said something like, listen, I don't want to go near the water. And there are such people that just don't want to get out into a kayak. And the lads and the committee would have taken that on board, and they would have said, right, we'll put together an event that, that allows somebody who's happy doing a 10K run. You catch somebody who you know is out cycling. And again, this is this great thing of networking. And you know somebody in your area that's cycling, you'll say, will we put in a team together? You may not have had a connection with that person before, or it might have been your best friend. So the four events are the individual event, which is a 10K run, a fantastic run, which again takes in part of the airport and over the beaches of Carrickfinn and Mullaghjarrig. There's then a 42K, a 42.5K cycle, which again starts in the banks, ends up back in the banks, but a fantastic route away out through Burtonport, up through Dunlow, up through the Hulls, the main point at Thor, and right up at Mainyuil, if anybody knows the area, which is again up on the hills as you're coming down the other side. There's a 2K hike, so you get off the bike, up the mountain, back down, back down to the banks of Carrickfinn and out to the lake, where it's very, very safe, a 1K kayak race. And sometimes that can be the differentiator. You know, somebody could be well ahead of that stage, but the 1K kayak can be an exciting part. And then they come in and they run across the line. That's pretty much the same then with the teams. The only difference with the team event is that it's a 2K kayak. The duathlon is very simple. That's a 10K run and then a 42.5K cycle. And then the sprint, which is an additional one, is a 5K run, a 33K cycle, and a 1K kayak. So the organisers would believe that there's something there for everybody, and that includes, you know, again, from the elite athletes, the likes of Sean McFadden, Ailey McBride, Edward Hark, and Sean Stewart, these names that come up time and time again, you know, those lads will be challenged by it, but also somebody who maybe started a 5K this year, maybe somebody who walked the 10K, the Northwest 10K today, and would say to themselves, I'm going to go down and I'm going to participate in the sprint or the duathlon, or I'm going to give the individual event a go. So there's something there, we believe, for everybody.
I looked at a overhead video there of the airport and indeed of War probably last year. The scenery is unbelievable, but it's all over the county. You're definitely up with the best.
It is all over the county, and I suppose we would argue too, if we were arguing internationally, it's all over the country as well.
That's
you
true.
Know, could you really imagine anywhere in Ireland that doesn't have fantastic scenery for an event like this? But, you know, yeah, it is, it's good, and fair play to the organisers, the five committee, who sit down week after week planning this out. The good thing about it is, and I think we must give them the credit, not only do they do things, but they do them well. And that's really the theme of it, you know, from it started three years ago. It's not about throwing something together and hoping that it would work. They leave no stone unturned. And if they're changing something, and if they're doing something, they make sure that they really, really research and make sure that it's about the participant. It's a participant-led event. It's all about the participants. It's about those who were brave enough and bold enough to train for the months beforehand and to take part in it. And that's why things like the volunteer stewards and the cheerleaders out along the road is such an important part of it, because we want those people who are participating to leave with this feeling that they were recognised for their effort.
You obviously need a little bit of sponsorship as well. You have a good sponsor over there.
We have a good sponsor, and that's the only one we're going to mention. I was warned about that coming out the road, because there's so many sponsors have come on board. They've been absolutely fantastic, but Randux have been the main sponsor for 3 years. It fits perfectly with Randux, and Randux, I suppose, likewise fits perfectly into WAR. Randux, the area of health and healthcare that they're in, they're a fantastic employer into the area. You know, at a time that... At a time that the economy had collapsed, Randux came in and promised 200-300 jobs. They're heading in that direction. They have a fantastic plant just outside of Dunloe. They're recruiting. And it's once, I remember we sat down with them about 3 years ago when we outlined what WAR was going to be about and how big an event we could possibly make it in the years ahead. And they've been a fantastic sponsor since that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just tell us exactly the date, time and all the rest.
Yeah, it's the 13th of May, so it's 2 weeks yesterday or a week this Saturday coming, so it does come up very, very quickly. It's amazing that once the event is over, there's none of this sort of sense that, oh, that's WAR over, what am I going to do now? Because the committee are meeting the next week and they're already talking to people about the year ahead. So it's nearly as if it's an ongoing 3 year cycle rather than an event. So yeah, 2 weeks time, Miles, it's coming up very, very quickly. Unfortunately, due to the amount of entries, the entries have to close tonight. And that's why we were keen to get on to the various media stations and through the press to get that message across that tonight is the end of the entries. But yeah, we're all looking forward to it. Those that are participating, those who are involved in organising. It's such a positive thing. And we talk about health and well-being. We sometimes think that it's about physical health, but of course it's now about mental health. But the health of the whole area as well. I mean, it's just such a positive, healthy event. The economy is. We were sitting down doing out figures last night, and we reckon that it's worth about 250,000, a quarter of a million euros to the local economy, because there's people coming. There's 300 of the participants who are booking overnight accommodation for themselves and their spouses and girlfriends and etc. You know, and that's the whole of the Rosses from Dunloe over to Clonmacnoise. So it's, and then the event itself with people outside the doors waving people on. It's just the positivity of the whole event is, you know, just something that we all look forward to.
Speaking of which, health and well-being, they were involved in the Healthy Club, part of Croke Park adventure, I suppose. How is that working out and how does this fit in?
It fits in perfectly. It's the main event of it, Miles, to be honest. You know, we applied for and we were selected as one of the 60 healthy clubs in Ireland for this Healthy Clubs initiative. And it's all again about health and well-being, physical health and how physical health and activities are important to people's mental health. But it's bigger than that. It's about things like social inclusion, opening the club up to other events. And yeah, we've been very involved in that in the last year. But this type of event, the WAR event, is really the centrepiece, I suppose, of our Healthy Clubs initiative, because it does so many of the things that we're striving to do in that Healthy Clubs programme. So much so that Aoife O'Brien, the health and wellbeing officer from Croke Park, is coming down not only to stand on the sideline and hand out medals, but we wouldn't let her away without competing. So she's coming down to compete in that event as well. So yes, it's the WAR event is central to it.